안녕하십니까? 2016년 10월 고등학교 1학년 비상 모의대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2016년 10월 고등학교 1학년 비상 모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 말하기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Wow, you're a great piano player. How long have you played?
I've played the piano since I was 5 years old.
I see. What other instruments can you play?
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
This looks nice. How much is it?
Today's your lucky day. It is $50.
It's still expensive. Can you show me something a little cheaper?
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jane Miller from the Ministry of Information and Communication. Today, I'll be talking about smartphone safety. Your smartphone is your most portable computer. It has lots of your personal information in it. Information with details about you and the people you know. Yet, for some reason, a third of smartphone users in the U.S. still don't bother setting up password security on their phones. You wouldn't leave your laptop unlocked in public, would you? Then why would you leave your phone unprotected? Make sure you protect your smartphone with a password. By doing so, you can keep the data safe in your phone.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jake, have you finished the social studies assignment?
Sure. I spent the entire weekend doing the assignment at the library.
Great. Can I take a look at it?
Why not? Here you are.
You missed one important thing in your work.
Really? What's that?
You used other people's statistics and photos for your assignment, but you didn't mention where you got them from.
Is that a problem?
Yes. In my opinion, you should show the sources for any material used in your assignment.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll include the sources right away.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Come on in, Mr. Reynolds.
Hi, Ms. Williams. Thank you for inviting me as your special instructor.
It's my honor. Thank you for accepting my request.
You're welcome. Actually, I hesitated when I first heard from my son that you wanted me to speak to the class.
There was no need to hesitate. You are a real hero. You do one of the most important things in our society.
Thank you for saying so.
The students are looking forward to speaking with you. They know you captured all the robbers at the bank.
Oh, that's just my job. So what exactly do I have to do?
You just tell the class about your job.
Okay, I'll do the best I can.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Jennifer, I've just made a poster for our new movie. Come and see it.
All right. As expected, you placed the title The Last Fight in the top.
Yes. I want our audience to recognize the title first. How about the knight?
I like him holding up his sword in the air.
Thank you. What do you think about the wizard?
Well, I don't like the crystal ball in his hand. Why don't you give the wizard a stick instead of a ball?
All right, let me do that. Do you have anything to say about the castle?
It's great. The castle behind the characters will tell people where the story is taking place.
Okay, by the way, does the phrase at the bottom sound good?
Coming to you this winter? Yes, it's good.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, can I have the bill?
Okay, ma'am. Here it is. Was everything all right?
Yes. Oh, I think there is something wrong with the bill.
What's the matter?
You've charged me for course D, but I had course A.
Really? One moment, please. You're absolutely right. I'm terribly sorry.
That's okay. Here is my credit card.
Oh, our credit card machine is out of order. We're having it fixed now.
What should I do? I have no cash.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience. You can wait for a while, or there is an ATM in the corner over there.
There seems to be no other choice. I'll go to the ATM for some cash.
8번 대화를 듣고 남자가 110번 도로로 가지 않은 이유를 고르시오.
Oh my, we haven't made even 100 meters for 30 minutes.
All the cars seem to be stuck on the road.
I guess there must be an accident or construction up ahead.
You may be right. I shouldn't have taken this road.
You mean there is another road around here?
Yes, I usually take road 110.
Then why didn't you take that road this time?
I heard on the radio this morning that it is under construction. That's why I chose this road.
I see. Sometimes things don't work out as you planned. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right. I hope it clears up soon.
9번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Excuse me, sir. May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for baseball equipment for my sons.
How old are they?
They are 9 and 8 years old.
All right. This way, please. This is the children's section.
Thank you. How much are this baseball bat and this baseball glove?
This bat is $16 and this glove is $22.
I see. I'll buy one bat and two gloves. Are there any discounts?
Sure. Since the total price is over $50, I can give you a 10% discount.
That's wonderful. Here's my credit card.
(10번) 대화를 듣고 주택 자금 대출에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
What are you reading, Jason?
I'm reading an article about housing loans. I'm sure you'll be interested in it as well.
Of course. That's exactly what we need now. What does it say?
It says the loan is only for newly married couples.
Good for us. What else do we need to get it?
At least one of us should be employed.
That'll be no problem. We both work. How much can we borrow?
Up to $100,000. I think it's enough to buy our home.
Great. What's the interest rate?
We can get it at the annual rate of 3%.
That's reasonable. How long is the loan period?
It's 6 years.
That's long enough. Let's go and apply for it.
11번 내추럴 비키핑 DIY 코스에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello. If you're looking for a guide to keep bees in your garden, come to Camp Honey World and take our natural beekeeping DIY course. This course is an introduction to what has become known as natural beekeeping and focuses on keeping bees for your own sake. The course is free and all participants will receive a free guidebook on beekeeping. This course will take place on November 27th and 28th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. If you'd like to register, please download the application form on our website at www.camphoneyworld.org. The application period is from November 3rd to 5th. For more information, please call us at 103-232-7234.
12번 대화를 듣고 남자가 주문할 무선 스피커로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, come and look at the screen. I don't know which of the speakers I should choose.
Okay, let me help you. $400 is too expensive.
I think you're right. Then how about the output power?
Well, as for me, the stronger the better.
Come to think of it, this apartment isn't very big. I don't want to annoy our neighbors.
I see. Then, would it be okay if you pick a speaker that's under 15 watts?
Yes. Moving on to the battery life. I bet you prefer the one with the longer battery life, don't you?
Absolutely. In fact, 8 hours is a little short.
Okay, I'll order this one.
Great. I like it.
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Donald, have you made a list of people to invite to Dad's 60th birthday?
Yes, I finished making up the list. Here it is.
Oh, great. Let me see. Oh, Uncle Hunt. I miss him a lot.
Me too. It's been several years since we saw him last.
Maybe 5 years. He used to play with us a lot when we were young.
Yeah, I remember. We used to look for hiding places whenever he showed up.
Yes, we did. Here is Aunt Alice. I can't forget the way she smiles.
Yes, her smile made the people around her feel comfortable.
That's right. Oh, where are the Nelsons? They are Mom and Dad's best friends.
I know, but we can't ask them. Everyone else we are inviting is a relative. I think the Nelsons would feel uncomfortable.
(14번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Robin. Where are you going?
Hi, Sophia. I'm going to the Owl Pet Animal Shelter.
To the animal shelter? Why?
I've been volunteering there since last month.
What kind of volunteering work do you do?
I help care for the abandoned animals.
Are there lots of abandoned animals in the shelter?
Yes, and they're waiting for people to take care of them.
Do you mean there aren't enough people in the shelter to take care of them?
Yeah, the shelter is always waiting for volunteers to work there.
Really? Then can I join you and help out?
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 존이 선생님에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
John is taking a math test. He answers the first two questions without difficulty. But he finds question number three a little difficult and decides to temporarily skip it and return to it later. John moves on to question number four. But by mistake, he marks the answer on the answer area for question number three. In this way, he continues marking answers to the next 15 questions in the wrong answer spaces. When there are only 10 minutes left, John is surprised to realize his mistakes. He thinks he needs to change the answer sheet and raises his hand. Now the teacher looks at him. In this situation, what would John most likely say to the teacher?
16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. I think you know excessive heat creates a survival problem for all desert animals. Then, how do you think they deal with it? In today's class, I'll tell you about the behavioral techniques for avoiding such heat by desert animals. Some animals, especially bats and snakes, are active only at dusk and at dawn. They restrict all their activities to the cooler temperatures of the day. There are also some animals which dig holes underground to escape the high temperatures. Toads and foxes are good examples. In addition, there are some interesting animals that push heat out of their bodies using unique methods. For example, owls lower their body temperature by opening their mouth and evaporating water in the mouth. Lastly, some desert animals have white feathers, fur, or skin. This helps because the color white absorbs less heat.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. I think you know excessive heat creates a survival problem for all desert animals. Then, how do you think they deal with it? In today's class, I'll tell you about the behavioral techniques for avoiding such heat by desert animals. Some animals, especially bats and snakes, are active only at dusk and at dawn. They restrict all their activities to the cooler temperatures of the day. There are also some animals which dig holes underground to escape the high temperatures. Toads and foxes are good examples. In addition, there are some interesting animals that push heat out of their bodies using unique methods. For example, owls lower their body temperature by opening their mouth and evaporating water in the mouth. Lastly, some desert animals have white feathers, fur, or skin. This helps because the color white absorbs less heat.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은 17번 언급된 동물이 아닌 것은? (목소리) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.